Paul, after the first one, what did you like about Andre's game tonight?
Well, the first one wasn't his. It's a deflection, right? So he's set square on it. To be honest with you, it was comical. It was funny. And what was good about his game, just built through it. There would be some nerves in that first part, and he built and got stronger, and then he pulls the one out only a really, really talented man can do, and that I'm really happy for him. Really happy for him. One of the minors at his point in his career is a humbling thing, and he figured out how to handle it right, get himself ready, get back up here, and happy for him.
That's what they would call one of those team wins where you've got 14 different guys finding the score sheet?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we had everybody. Poor Toby got the long minus, but everybody was plus on that. Everybody played well. So we've had this scenario happen now recently that we've got behind it and had to open up our game and chase the game. And it created more and more problems for us and more frustration. And we did a really good job. Brian Little's line, especially for the first half of the game, was clearly the one driving the bus. And the other lines got in behind it. I know Jake, I believe, was awarded the star tonight. Is that accurate? Yeah. And Josh Morris, who was absolutely outstanding tonight. Jake was great too, but Josh. So we had some real good performances, and it's a good win.
You moved Ehlers and Kopp around. Was that just to get Kopp a little more time up with the line? Or?
I think Nicky's got a little more in his game. And he showed it. So it was good. I liked Andrew's game. He was playing that hard and right. And Nicky's got a little more speed he can bring to the contest early.
Did you like the kind of transition game you had, like with Bufflin being able to make that long stretch pass and turning it into a goal right away?
Yeah, we believe it or not, we got a little bit better at that going back to the Florida trip where we played seven of our best periods of hockey, I think, in months, and our transition game was just about right. And then I thought we got hung up a little bit in the last few games trying to force it, but moving the puck quick because our forwards can skate and arc off those and create some havoc. If we can get it up to him quick, we move the puck well.
Just to revisit that Kopp Ehlers question, did you say that Kopp has more to give? Is that what you said?
No, Nick. Okay. I haven't loved Nick's games recently. Ehlers' games recently, and he's only got 15 goals as a 20-year-old, so don't take that as a major. It's a minor in-game. Didn't love the way he was playing. I thought Copper was playing good. It was a good game to switch that in. And then it changes. Chris has done Thorburn done a great job talking to those young guys, and now it changes that line's look completely, right? So moving people around, just trying to get Nicky a little different look too, right?
Not to dwell on it, but is Nick's thing, is it the individual rushes kind of that you want to see maybe do less of? Or?
No, I'd like to. It's not so much what you would see with the puck. He's a real good player. I'd like to see him drive a little bit harder without it. This is a really minor one. Yeah, I just made the change. I thought Nicky can play a little better, so he scored in the third. Turns out he can. Really liked Andrew's game. The only way I was considering not doing it is because I really like that line, like Patan's line. Why change it? You got a little bit of a lead, but I want to make sure we're trying to get better here.
Pavlik good enough to play the next game?
Oh, it's early, eh?
It is.
These are 6 games in 9 nights for our hockey team here tonight, so we're going to take the day off. But he's feeling good. We're feeling good. I probably won't be changing a whole lot.